careless with your word. Live inside of me. Oh God, fill us with your power. Word. Live inside of me. Hallelujah. Fill us with your power. Word. Live inside of me. Hallelujah. As we join and we enter the platform, we just want to welcome the Holy Spirit on this platform because we want Him to lead tonight. We want self to be utterly slain so that the Lord can get the glory tonight. It's not about us, but it's about the Lord. And so we welcome Him in. Hallelujah. He's the King. Hallelujah, Jesus, and He's invited to come into our sanctuary tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dead rest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, hallelujah, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, so I cherish the old rugged cross. Oh, till my trophies at last I lay down. Hallelujah. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old and exchange it someday for a crown. Let us pray, everyone. Most righteous and eternal Father, Lord, you are excellent, Lord. We thank you, Lord God Jesus, for everything that you have done for us. Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. You continue, Lord God Jesus, to show so much love, Lord God, towards us. Even when we are not worthy, Lord God Jesus, of your love or your grace, you continue to pour it on us, Lord God. And we want to thank you, Jesus, Hallelujah. You went on Calvary's cross, Lord God Jesus, and you died in our stead, Lord God. Jesus, he who knew no sin, hallelujah, took on sin, Lord God Jesus, for us. We will forever cling to that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Because we know, Lord God, that it symbolizes, Lord God Jesus, our salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blood of rams couldn't do it. Hallelujah. But it's only your blood that could wash our sins away, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God Jesus, for that display of love on Calvary's cross, Lord Jesus, because of that death and you rising, Lord God Jesus, we now have hope. Hallelujah. We have a hope that make us not ashamed. Hallelujah. And so tonight, Lord God, we're going to celebrate that hope, Lord God Jesus. Though we may feel low at times, Lord God, though we may feel weary at times, Lord God Jesus, though we may feel depressed at times, Lord God Jesus, hallelujah. We have a hope, Lord God, in you, Lord God, that allows us to keep on going. Lord, you give us a peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. You give us the strength, Lord God, to face tomorrow. Oh God Jesus, without you, Lord God, we know we couldn't make it, Lord God, this far. Lord God, it's only because you held on to us, Lord God. Jesus, while we're here, Lord God, Jesus. There are times, Lord God, Jesus, when we let go, but you have never let go, Lord God. You held on to us. You kept us, Lord God. So, Lord God, Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and holding on to us, Lord God. If there's anyone, Lord God, that joined tonight, Lord God, who is low in spirit, Lord God, who is depressed, Lord God, Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you uplift such a one. Hallelujah. If there's anybody that joined, Lord God, who is not feeling well, Lord God, Jesus, I pray that you heal such a one. Lord God, relieve them of the burdens, Lord God, Jesus, of their stress, their cares, Lord God, Jesus, their pain, so that they can be free to worship tonight. Hallelujah. You deserve all the glory. Hallelujah. You deserve all the praise. You deserve the honor, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to ensure tonight, Lord God Jesus, that we send up our praise, Lord God, regardless, Lord God, of how we feel. Lord God Jesus, I thank you, Lord God Jesus, for tonight. Let everything that will be done tonight, hallelujah, be done, Lord God, for your honor, Lord God. Let nothing be done out of vain glory, Lord God Jesus. Let self be utterly slain, Lord God Jesus, so that you can get all the glory that you deserve. Everyone, Lord God, that will participate, Lord God, the speaker that will come on, Lord God, I pray that you cover them, Lord God Jesus. Cover the speaker, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah. If we don't hear from you, Lord God, what shall we do, Lord God? We need a word tonight, Lord God Jesus. And so I pray, Lord God, that you touch your servant that will bring a word, Lord God. I pray that you speak through your servant, Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God Jesus, in your name, Lord God, at the end, Lord God, of this service, Lord God, that somebody, Lord God Jesus, will testify that they have been revived, Lord God, that they have been refueled, Lord God, that they have been restored, hallelujah, through the redemption power. Lord God Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything. Lord God Jesus, in your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Can we just unmute and just take the time just to send up some praise unto God? Because truly, He is amazing.
Like,
regardless of how we feel tonight. Hallelujah. He's still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And despite how you feel, just worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And you'll realize that a peace will come over you that you don't even understand. Hallelujah, Jesus. So regardless of how you feel tonight, just send up some praise. Shout some hallelujah. Forget about self. Forget about the problems.
blessed be
Focus
the
on
name of
Jesus.
the Lord.
Don't allow the
Hallelujah.
problems to distract you
Mighty
tonight.
God.
Hallelujah. Just focus
Hallelujah.
on the Lord,
Hallelujah.
and you'll realize that everything
Hallelujah.
else will go
Blessed
strangely
be the
dim.
name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glorify the
Hallelujah.
Lord. And we continue to
Hallelujah.
praise Him. We continue to lift Him up
Hallelujah.
because we know that He's
Hallelujah.
worthy. Can we
Glory.
just take some time
Hallelujah.
to worship the
Hallelujah.
Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
God,
bless
you're
your name,
worthy to
Jesus.
be
Word in
praised.
our heart. Welcome, Holy
Hallelujah
Spirit.
to your name,
Hallelujah. We
Jesus.
bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
You are
bless you.
worthy,
We
Jesus.
bless you. We
Hallelujah.
bless
Holy
you.
Spirit, you are
We
worthy.
Shabbat your name,
Hallelujah to
Jesus.
your name,
Glory to
my
your
Jesus.
name. You are
Hallelujah.
blessed be the
We
name of the
glorify you,
Lord.
Lord God. Hallelujah
Hallelujah.
to
Who
your
is
name,
worthy to
Lord.
be
You dead, you
praised
are
and adored.
worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
be
You are
the
worthy.
name
You are
of the
worthy. You
Lord.
are worthy,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We give you the glory
Hallelujah.
tonight.
Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah,
praise you. We
Jesus.
worship
You
you.
are
We
worthy. You are
worship you.
worthy. You are
We
worthy.
worship. We
Jesus.
worship. We
Worthy.
worship. We worship.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You are
Hallelujah.
worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
We
Jesus. You
worship
are
you,
worthy.
Jesus. You are worthy tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You are
You are
worthy,
worthy. You
Jesus.
are
You are
worthy. You are
great. You are
worthy.
mighty.
Hallelujah,
Awesome God,
Jesus.
you
You are
are.
worthy. You are
Hallelujah.
worthy. You are
Our
worthy.
praise,
Oh,
our worship
hallelujah,
belongs to
Jesus. I
you.
am those in
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anointing
Glory.
me.
Blessed be
Hallelujah.
the
God,
name of
my
the Lord.
strength. Hallelujah.
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 I
Oh,
give you the
hallelujah.
praise. Hallelujah,
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Blessed
My
be the
Almighty
name of the
God.
Lord.
Oh,
Hallelujah. You're
Jesus.
worthy,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Worthy
You're
you are.
worthy. You're worthy. You're
God,
worthy.
morning.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
You are
Hallelujah,
worthy,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You are
Hallelujah,
worthy, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You are
Hallelujah.
worthy,
Glory,
Lord.
glory,
Thank
glory.
you. We
Mighty
adore
Lord,
you.
Jesus.
We
Thank you,
magnify
thank
your
you.
name,
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord, bless mighty
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Worthy, mighty
hallelujah.
God,
Lord
you are
of
worthy.
lords.
You are worthy,
Hallelujah.
mighty.
We
I am
praise
mighty.
your name,
God,
Jesus.
glory to
We
you.
worship
Praise
you.
you.
We worship you,
Glory to you,
Jesus.
Lord.
We lift you up.
Hallelujah.
We glorify
Jesus,
you,
hallelujah.
mighty God,
Praise you, Lord. We want
everlasting
you.
Father. Prince of
Hallelujah. We
Peace,
thank
our
you.
Jehovah,
Thank you,
my
God.
God, I worship you.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
We
hallelujah.
welcome you in,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We welcome you in. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord, you
Hallelujah.
are worthy. Lord,
Hallelujah.
you are worthy.
Jesus, you are worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Jesus, you
Hallelujah,
are worthy. You
Jesus.
are worthy. You are worthy.
I
You
will
are worthy.
cling to that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Let
Hallelujah,
change it
Jesus.
someday for a crown. Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, my glory,
Jesus. Ah,
hallelujah,
my God, my God, my God,
Jesus,
hallelujah,
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 Jesus, hallelujah,
Jesus, blessed be the name,
Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hey,
Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
worthy,
Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah,
you
we
are worthy,
believe
you
you
are
carry your
worthy,
glory,
Jesus, you
Jesus,
are worthy.
hallelujah. I
Hallelujah, we
know that your
worship you.
name can set captives
Hallelujah,
free. Lord
glory to the name of the Lord.
Jesus,
You are
hallelujah,
worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord.
Jesus,
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Lord,
you are worthy.
Jesus,
You are worthy.
hallelujah,
You are worthy.
Jesus, at the
Hallelujah,
mention of your
you
name, Lord
are
God, every
worthy,
knee
Lord.
shall
You
bow,
are
every
worthy.
tongue
We
shall
bless
confess
your
that you are
name.
Lord,
We honor you.
Jesus,
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In
Jesus,
the
hallelujah.
name of
Jesus,
Jesus, in the
hallelujah.
name of
We
Jesus,
speak the name
in
of
the name of
Jesus over
Jesus,
every
in the
situation,
name of
Lord God,
Jesus, in
hallelujah.
the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, Jesus,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Be exalted tonight, Jesus. Above
Jesus,
all
glory
else,
in your name,
above
Lord.
principalities and
Yes, glory in
powers.
your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
For everything tonight
Jesus.
in the name of Jesus. My
Jesus.
God, you be
Glory.
exalted. You be
Hallelujah.
exalted. You be
Jesus.
exalted. We tear down and broke
Hallelujah.
mighty Father,
Jesus.
dismantle in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. And
Jesus.
our praise
Every
will
chain, every chain,
shattered.
every
Lord, yes,
chain
Lord.
broken in the
The
name
fetters
of
of our Africa
Jesus.
and every family
Hallelujah, Jesus.
we
Yes,
praise you
Lord.
tonight,
Again.
Lord, in the
Hallelujah,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
back the plans of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. Because God is worthy of praise. We must praise him. Hallelujah. In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Fear in the name of Jesus, Almighty God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, our praises go up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name.
Hallelujah. It is the sweetest name I know. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, chains break. Hallelujah. Jesus. It's a powerful name. The only name that is given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll continue. With our devotion by singing some songs of worship. Hallelujah. And you're free to unmute and sing along if you like. You can turn on your cameras so we can see you tonight as well. You know, don't be shy. You know, we're all a family. So turn on your cameras if you like and worship the Lord with us. Hallelujah. Truly, the Lord is good and excellent. Jesus rose from the dead. He rose triumphant as he said, oh, snatch the victory from the grave. Rose again our souls to save. Oh, glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, Jesus rose from the dead. He rose triumphant as he said. Oh, snatch the victory from the grave. Rose again our souls to save. Oh, glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, long ago.
Long
Oh,
ago.
long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah. And the record's clear today, for he has washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Oh, long ago.
Long ago, long
Long
ago.
ago, yes, the old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah, and the record's clear today, for he has washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. My Jesus Christ paid the debt I could not pay.
He paid the debt. He did not owe. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. My Jesus Christ paid the debt I could not pay. One more time, he paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. My Jesus Christ paid the debt I could not pay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can we shout a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout a hallelujah one more time?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He paid
Name
the
of
debt.
Jesus.
He did not owe.
Hallelujah.
I owe a debt. We owe something that we
Yes.
couldn't pay. And
Amen.
only Jesus, hallelujah, could wash our sins away.
Hallelujah.
Because of that, we can sing a brand new song of amazing grace. Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid
Bless
the
the
debt
name of
we
Jesus.
could not pay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to invite Sister Tamoya tonight to read our scripture for tonight. Sister
God.
Tamoya.
Good night,
Bless the Lord.
everybody.
Good
Let us
night.
worship the name of the
Bless
Lord.
you.
If truly the presence of the Lord is in our midst, let us
Hallelujah.
tap in tonight.
Jesus.
Our scripture reading tonight is taken from Saint Matthew 28, and I'll be reading from 1 to the end. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen.
Hallelujah.
As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave a large sum of money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say he, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying,
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world. Amen.
Man, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you,
This is the
Sister
word of the Lord.
Mumia. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is risen. Hallelujah. He died, but he rose again so that we can have hope. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I am looking for Sister Dacia. Is she online? Sister Dacia or Sister Pamela. She's not online tonight. All right, that's okay. All right, welcome everyone to our final night of the feast.
Amen.
Our theme for this series of services or meetings is recharge, refuel, restore through the resurrection power. Hallelujah to Jesus. Tonight, the women's ministry is leading. Hallelujah. I'm not seeing a few of our members tonight. I'm not sure, but we will continue to bless the Lord because where two or three are gathered touching anything concerning the Lord, he is definitely in the midst. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, the women's ministry will be leading tonight. Can all the women tonight unmute and shout a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That's my mom.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm all
Yes,
the women.
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you
Hallelujah.
unmute and shout a
Hallelujah.
hallelujah? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Bless the Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, women of God. On Thursday night, we had the men's ministry leading, and this was led by Deacon Scott. Hallelujah. We bless God for him. Shout a praise, Deacon Scott.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of
Praise
God. To God be the
the
glory. Amen, amen. It's good to
Amen.
be in the house of
Amen.
God. And we are here to be blessed.
Bless
Amen.
the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. And last night we had the children's ministry participating. I'm not sure if any of the children are nearby, but we bless God for them. They did a wonderful job last night, and we bless
Amen.
God for them. Hallelujah. We thank God for our speakers on Thursday night. Our speaker spoke on altars, breaking down altars that are in our lives that shouldn't be there, illegal altars. Hallelujah. And then last night, the speaker spoke about, hallelujah, Jesus, the unmerited favor of God and how he died on the cross for our sins. I'm just kind of recalling. Bless the name of the Lord. Sister Pamela is not here, Sister Dacia, and so Will is not here as well, and so we'll move along. Sister Terry is going to come to us tonight, and she has a selection for us. God bless her as she comes.
Bless the Lord, everyone.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord,
Lord.
people of
Praise
God.
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It is such a
Hallelujah.
privilege to be here. I mean, basking in the blessing of the Lord. He is
Amen.
risen.
Yes,
He is
amen.
risen, and the grave is
Amen.
empty. And
Amen.
because of that, we
Free.
are free. And tonight,
Hallelujah.
freedom of the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
the Lord.
And who the Son sets free is free
Indeed.
indeed. So I will sing this song that is laid on my heart in the name of Jesus. And I believe and I pray that it will be a blessing to our hearts and we receive the freedom and the liberty that God has given to us through his redemptive blood in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I am free. Praise the Lord. I am free.
No longer bond.
No longer bound.
Hallelujah.
No more chains holding me. My soul is resting.
Yes, Jesus.
It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Praise God.
I am free. Lord. I'm free. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
No longer
Thank
bound.
you, Jesus.
No more chains
Holy
holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free.
Hallelujah.
Free at last. Free at last. Praise the Lord. I'm free at last. Free at last. Hallelujah. Free by the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. There is no more chains holding me. My soul is resting, hallelujah. And it's such a blessing. Precious blood, mighty God, we are free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, we're free.
Yes,
Thank
Jesus.
Jesus. Praise
Hallelujah.
the Lord, hallelujah,
I'm free.
because you are risen, we are
Thank
free.
you, Jesus.
We are free. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless
Bless
the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty
Hallelujah.
God, for this
Jesus.
marvelous freedom. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can we just worship
Hallelujah.
the Lord? We
Hallelujah.
are free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We are
Hallelujah.
free.
Praise
Hallelujah. No
God.
longer bound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
In
Jesus.
Jesus'
Hallelujah.
name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we just send up some praise?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are free, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you.
you,
Hallelujah. Free to
Lord.
lift our hands. We're
Hallelujah.
free to
There is no
worship.
longer bound.
Hallelujah,
Oh,
Jesus.
we
Hallelujah.
exalt
The
the
devil
name
can't
of
hold us
freedom
down.
in
Hallelujah,
Jesus'
because we're free.
name.
We're not bound
Hallelujah.
anymore. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Freedom in you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Freedom
Thank
in
you,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Freedom in
Free
God.
tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We are free in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus,
Jesus.
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is Sister Jodian Brown Allen online tonight?
Hallelujah.
Not yet, sis, but I see Sister Acacia came. I didn't hear that, Sister Nadine.
I was saying Sister Jordan is not here.
Oh, she's not. Oh.
Sister Acacia is here.
Okay. God bless you. Yesterday's, yeah. All right. So we have reached this, to the wonderful part of our service where speaker will come on, and she will be bringing a word for us. Before she comes on, I will be introducing her. Elder Pamela Sila Moffitt is a native of Sila City. It was there she received her formal education at Jordan Matthews High School. She furthered her education by attending Central Carolina Community College, where she studied microcomputer business applications. Nice. Elder Moffitt has attended the United Holy Church of America Bible Institute in Greensboro and Burlington, North Carolina, as well as the Interdenominational Bible Institute in Sila City. She's also a graduate of Shaw University with a Bachelor's of Arts degree in Religion and Philosophy. Elder Murphy was licensed to preach the gospel in 1987 and ordained in 2007. She has worked faithfully in the ministry, missionary, sorry, department, partaking in services at Genesis and the Laurels of Chatham Nursing Home, as well as held prayer services in her home and at several homes in the community. She also served as president of several youth choirs and assisted in vocals with numerous choirs. She's currently the assistant pastor at New Beginnings Ministries in Silo City, or Silo City, with pastors Phyllis Richardson and co-pastor Alfred Richardson. She currently renders Facebook ministry on Monday nights at 7 p.m. She is employed with UNC Healthcare as a care access representative. She and Minister herself and Minister Tommy Moffitt were united in marriage in 2004 after over 30 years of separation. Out of that union, two children were born. Additionally, she has, hallelujah, done for me. Yes, additionally, she has four grandchildren and several stepchildren. She loves the Lord and believes in living right according to the word of God. It's not about her, but all about God getting the glory in her life. Hallelujah. She stands as a living testimony of the miracle healing power of God performed in her life during a near-death head-on collision accident in 1995. She was told she'd never walk again, and she did. Glory be to God. She'd walk with a limp, but look at God. Her motto is taken from Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Work the power and watch God move
Work,
in your life.
yes.
Hallelujah. Can we
Hallelujah.
shout a hallelujah praise as we welcome
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, Elder Pamela,
Hallelujah.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. We welcome you, sister. God bless
Amen.
you, Elder Pamela.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we're able to
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to make sure. Praise the Lord. It is indeed a privilege
Thanks,
and honor to be here with you on tonight. And I do want to make a correction in the bio. It was 2000, it was 2024, just last year, when my husband and I reunited. So So we've been married, it was a year, March 22nd. So last year we reunited after 30 years, over 30 years of separation. To God be the glory.
Wow.
Back together again.
Praise God.
Lord, bless the Lord.
Worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. He is a God of surprises.
Yes.
Amen.
And amen.
What God's got up his sleeve. We
Amen.
never know what God gonna do next. Amen. We just have to trust him and believe and
Yeah.
know that we're all in his hands. So
Yeah.
we bless him on tonight, and I do give honor to God tonight, to Elder Edwards, to all the other elders and pastors and ministers, my pastor, Pastor Phyllis Richardson, and co-pastor Alfred Richardson, and to my husband, Minister Tommy Moffitt, who is on as well tonight. And we thank the Lord again for him. We thank God. He is my biggest supporter. He's right by my side, hurrying me on, and always, giving me encouraging words. And so that really helps you when you got someone by your side that keeps you encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So again, we thank God, and I do give you greeting, bring you greetings from New Beginning Ministries in Siler City, North Carolina. And again, it is a privilege and an honor to be with you on this evening. And I do want to thank Sister Terry McNeil for inviting me on tonight, for truly we love her at New Beginning Ministries, her and her family, and how God has blessed them to sing and come forth with anointed voices. So we thank her on tonight. And again, thank all of you for being here on today. So we praise God. It's revival time.
Amen now.
Amen.
Revival time. And
Thank you.
revival us. We're the church. Amen.
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 Amen. Us. Oh, look at little man there. Hey, that's our hallelujah praise. Praise man in the church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. He don't mind.
Hallelujah.
Shout out. He'll burst out. Hallelujah. Oh, and
Hallelujah.
Let's
Thank
go.
you, Jesus.
I
Thank
praise Thank you, Jesus.
you for all of you. So tonight we will be coming from Isaiah 40th chapter. Amen. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I am going to read just verses 29 through 31. And before I read it, I'm just want to go to God in prayer at this time. Father, I thank you and honor you on today. I give you all the glory and praise. And I ask you, oh God, to set me down. Let your spirit rise, Lord God. You speak what you want to speak to your people and to me on tonight. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins, to wash and cleanse me and make me whole. I repent, Lord God, of everything I've said and done wrong. Anything, God, that I know not of, God, I repent of sins of commission and omission. In Jesus, thank you tonight for you moving power by your might. Again, Lord God, arise within me and set me down. Holy Spirit, have thy way. Holy Spirit, do what you want to do.
Yes,
We give glory, honor, and praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Tonight, hallelujah. Your theme tonight is recharge, refuel, restore through the resurrection power. Amen. And we know that resurrection power, it takes the resurrection power of God that we might recharge, refuel, and be restored. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so tonight, I'm going to go to the scripture and go ahead and read it. It says, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Amen. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. So again, your thing tonight is recharge, refuel, restore through the resurrection power. And I'm going to add to that. Get up, stand up, and mount up. Amen. Recharge. Amen. You got to get up. Glory to God.
Thank you.
You got to get up. The only way you're going to be able to get up, you got to recharge yourself.
Charge.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Unless you recharge it, right? It can't work unless you recharge it. You can't go anywhere in your car unless you put fuel in your tank. Amen. And God can't restore you unless you are ready to be restored. So it's time to mount up. It's time that we recharge, get up. It's time that we refuel, stand up. And it's time that we get restored so we can mount up and stay up. Amen. Because that's what God wants us to do. And our pastor so many times tells us that you have to participate in your own deliverance. So before you can go anywhere in your car, you the one got to go to the gas station, right? You got to participate. The car will just continue to sit there in your garage if you don't get in it. Drive it to the station and put gas in it. And so it takes you and I, amen, to get up, stand up, and mount up. Be recharged, be refueled, and be restored. And so we serve a mighty God that's ready, amen, and willing to keep us recharged, to keep us refueled, and to keep us restored. But it takes is under condition. You got to do something. Amen. We just can't sit back and want God to do everything. But you got to do something. Praise the Lord. And so we got to be restored. Now that power that God gives us that we were singing about, amen, earlier, that same power, that resurrection power. Glory to God. You said you wanted to be restored, renewed, recharged. I'm putting a word in there and refilled. Amen. Putting some extra words in there. Glory to God. So that God can resurrect us and keep us.
Yes.
Charged up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory Amen. To God. So it's up to you and it is up to us. Amen. So that God's power can continue to work in us and keep us built up. In him. And that's what God's power will do. But we got to stay connected to that power. How we're going to be able to maintain our growth and our maturity in God if we don't stay connected to the power. So there are something you and I have to do. We have to recharge ourselves. We got to get in our word. We got to keep our praises up. We got to fast. Amen. We got to commune with God. We have to do our part so that God can do his part. Amen. Listen, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
There is in us.
Many people celebrating in the morning. We can celebrate it right now. Why? Because he ain't dead. Amen. The lie. Amen. Right. He lives in you and he lives in me. He's alive, so we can praise him tonight. We can celebrate him right now where we are because he is alive. But that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is ready to charge, to refuel, and to restore you.
Yes.
God and men of God. He's ready to restore, but we got to allow and let God do it. In us. Hallelujah. That same power. We give God the glory. That same power has been given to you and to me. And we can go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
But we got to connect it to the power. Yes. Hallelujah. They connected power. Let me give you a little introduction. Israel, who had been in captivity for a very long time at this time in this particular chapter. They had been in captivity for a very long time because of their sins. And their sins, because of their sins, God sent a servant. He sent a servant by the name of Isaiah to comfort them and call them into repentance. Why? Because God had good things in store for them. Hope and comfort of a blessed future, because they are his covenant people who are never to be permanently cast away, because they are his permanently people. Amen. And so God had things in store for them, even though Israel sinned, even though they done wrong, even though we can do wrong, we still have the love of God. And God is willing, able, and ready to receive married to the backslider. He's married, oh God, to that one that are going, God will call him back because his love is so great. And he love you and he love me. Amen. Enough that he would give his only begotten son. And that only begotten son was willing to die for you and to die for me. Hallelujah. So we bless him on today for what he did, for going through all that agony just for you and for me. Amen. So they had received double for their sins, the children of Israel. But when they repented, every time Israel would do wrong, and every time that they would repent, God would restore them. God would welcome them back. God would love them. And that's all God wants us to do, is to repent and live and do right. And when they will repent, when we repent, you better look out, because God is getting ready to make the crooked places straight. Amen. That's what it says in verse 4. It said, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. God is willing, ready, and able to make the crooked places straight for you and now, to make the rough places plain. Amen. God brings restoration to his people. God, amen, he'll smooth out the hardships. He'll remove the obstacles and the people in our lives. God will do that. He'll transform the hearts and the minds and restore the people. Hallelujah. A shifting will take place. Aren't you ready for a shifting to take place? Glory to God. Aren't you ready for reformation?
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Willing and able and ready, and he will do it when we keep a repentant heart.
Amen.
Before him. And when we keep a repentant heart before him, we can stay recharged.
Yes.
We can stay refueled.
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul in God, we'll be able to fly high in the name of Jesus.
Come
and
on
so
now.
This is what is they have seen. But we serve a loving God.
Amen.
Welcome us back with open arms when we repent of our sin. When we go to him with a sincere heart and live right before him, he's willing and ready to receive us back to him. Hallelujah. So are you ready? Mm. Are you ready to get up, stand up, and mount up? Hallelujah. In the Lord. Because that's the only way you're going to get there.
Yes.
Amen.
Stand up, mount up.
Hallelujah. It's got to be in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, as I said, is living in you and is living in me.
Mighty
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Luke 10 and 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall
wise. Yes.
And believe the word, the word work for you. Hallelujah. Nothing is saved. Again, that was Luke 10 and 19. Now, St. John 14 and verse 12 reads like this. He that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also.
Great. Then.
Greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go to my Father.
Amen.
We are walking around with the greater one.
Yes.
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 So if the greater one is on the inside, we're supposed to be doing greater works.
Yes.
Amen. Because the greater one lives on the inside.
Now inside. Glory to God.
It's up to you and it's up to me. Thank Amen. Same power. Now that we do, now what will we do with power will determine. It will determine the exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. But it's according to the power that works on you.
Inside. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
According to the power that works on the inside of you. So that power that God has put in us. Exceedingly, the abundantly above all that we could ask or think, that's what God will do. Glory to God. Amen. And so we got to work the power.
Hallelujah.
You, amen. You got a lot of power to be worked in you. Glory to God. So you got to stay recharged.
Hallelujah.
You got to stay restored in the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And what God will do in your life. Amen.
This.
Because again, you can't use the cell phone unless you recharge the battery.
Oh God.
You gotta do it. So you gotta stay recharged. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. It said, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord
and renew their strength.
Their strength. Now, if you wait upon the Lord, God's gonna renew your strength.
Amen.
But you got people they don't want to wait. They want a Burger King strength. They want a McDonald's strength. They want a drive-through strength. Amen. They don't want to wait on God. But the Bible said they that wait upon the Lord.
They renew their strength.
We wait on God. Amen. Don't rush you. God got the time that he gonna bless you. God got that he gonna raise you up. God got the right time for you to go forth. God got the right time, amen, for you to be blessed. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Now listen, an eagle knows that in order to capture its prey, it must mount
or high.
Man. It mounts up higher in the air.
Yes.
They must get above the ground.
Glory to God.
Strong vision to see its enemies prey. So in order for you, amen, to stay restored, you mount up. You got to get above ground. We got to get above ground. Hallelujah. The eagle again knows in order to capture its prey, it must mount up higher in the air. They must get above ground because they have strong vision to see it from afar. God wants us to have strong vision.
Yes.
We know when it comes in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We know that he's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. God wants us to have strong vision so that we can be able to recognize his strength and his tactics, so that we can be able to recognize the strongholds, so that we can be able to recognize, amen, what the enemy is doing. And so the eagle mounts up and goes up higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he can be able to see down. And when he sees it break, he swoops down in there and get it. Amen. We as people of God got to stay recharged, refueled, and restored in the Lord. So that
hallelujah.
We can be able to, what a spiritual, we can see in the spirit what the enemy is doing. Amen. And then that way when we see, we'll be able to stop it. Stop him in his track. Amen. It's time to get above ground, women.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to soar. It's time for us to walk in victory. It's time for us to trust God and trust the prophet.
It's thank you, Jesus.
Right and increase our faith. It's time for us to walk in the power that God has invested on the inside of us. It's time, amen. As we wait on God, our faith increases more.
Thank you, Jesus.
God sends his divine strength to elevate you and I to the next level. While you wait, amen. Don't rush God. Amen. Nobody has stood down and went far before you have. But wait and be of good courage. And while you wait, what is he going to do? He going to strengthen?
Strengthen you.
Because you stay connected in. While you wait, he's refueling you. He's filling you.
Yes.
And overflow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Your soul. Glory to God. While you wait. Hallelujah. Stand in there. Hold on. And be encouraged, women of God. Be encouraged, God. Keep yourself recharged.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen now. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
In the Lord. Because the devil is just waiting to take everything out of you that God has already put in you. We have to strengthen those things that remain on the inside of us, Revelation tells us. Third chapter of Revelation is that strengthening those things that remain.
Yes.
They're ready to die if you don't keep them strengthened. If you don't keep charged, if you don't keep refueled, if you don't, amen, keep it restored, it's ready to die. That spiritual connection that he's put in you is ready to die if you don't keep it charged up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help us, God, Jesus.
God, restore in you to keep God recharged and refueled.
Amen.
Listen, God see us as mountain and eagles. That's what God see us as doing. Amen. Do he wouldn't put it in the scripture? That's what he see us. He see us as eagles, mountain.
Mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And see, the enemy knows that. That's why he try to keep us down. He try to something. If it ain't one thing, it's something else coming. Amen. In your trying to block you. Trying to, amen, to distract you. It's something. Amen. But stay recharged.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
In the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus.
Eagle's wings can hold them up in the air longer than that narrow way. The eagle's wings hold them up longer than narrow wings. That's why God sees us as eagles. Amen. God, we can soar and we can stay up there longer. Glory to God than the natural. Than the natural person. Amen. Yeah. So they can soar and glide in the air and watch for they pray. So they up there sowing and gliding in the air. Amen. This is what God wants us to do. Just sow.
Yes.
Just sow and glide in me. I got you.
Jesus.
I got you. Hallelujah.
I'm God.
Hallelujah.
I'm right there guiding you. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay rejoiced in me. And the eagle, listen. The eagle has a purpose. And it goes after its purpose to capture and lay hold of its prey. God wants us to go after. Hallelujah. Amen. And lay hold of our prey. Go after it, man. Stay in prayer. Stay in the word.
Yes, keep Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. So you can go after the prey. And it won't be the enemy after you all the time. Glory to God. And people singing a sad story. The devil did this. And the devil did that. Well, what did God do?
Yes. Amen. No.
Lots of praise. What did God do? Don't let the devil all time be coming out of your mouth.
Amen, devil.
My God.
Okay, Jesus.
And lift him up and give him all the glory, honor.
Hallelujah.
Do you have a purpose tonight?
Hallelujah.
Will you stay on the surface?
Thank you, Jesus.
Or do you two get up, stand up, and mount up? Or do you choose to stay on the surface? The eagle knew he couldn't get anywhere staying down there on the surface.
No.
But we won't get anywhere staying on the surface. But God wants us to mount up just like the eagle. And so, people of God.
Hi. Hallelujah.
Great one. From the inside of you. Glory to God. No, hallelujah. That great things live in him. In you. We. And when we stay restored, we will be able to capture and lay hold to the enemy's tricks and traps again, the strongholds, the weights, and the sins that so easily beset us. We'll be able to lay hold of. Why? Because we're staying recharged and refueled, restored in the Lord. See, the eagle, they're not afraid. They're not afraid of a storm. They fly right into a storm. That's what the eagles do. They fly right into the storm. And they use the wind. They use the wind. Fire. That's what the eagle does. And so God knows this is what you and I can do. Because he see us as mounting up. That's what he said. Isn't that what the word said? He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ooh, their strength.
They shall mount up. Wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Hallelujah. We ain't going to be weary, people of God. You won't be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. You ain't got to worry about passing out. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about, amen, having a dizzy spell and having to have to hold on something to be able to be stable. Glory to God. Because we serve a God. Hallelujah. That will strengthen us. And hold us up like that eagle. Amen. Amen. Again, the eagle is not afraid of a storm. They fly right through the storm. You're going to have some storms, people of God. Amen. You're going to have some rain. You're going to have some heartache. You're going to have some sickness. And you're going to have some.
My God.
You're going to have it. But learn to soar in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Right into the storm. Everybody don't want to be going to go through no storm. They want God will carry up, Lord, when you coming. Lord, I'm tired. Lord. Lord. And they moaning and groaning and want God to carry up. Fly right through your storm and know that God is on your side. Hallelujah. Fly on through there and let God continue to keep you up. So in order for us to rise higher to greater heights and deeper depths in God, there are storms we must face.
Yes.
You got to face giant. Hallelujah. David did. He faced Goliath. Hallelujah. Didn't look bad. Why? Because he knew the greater one was on the inside of him. So we got to face and fly right into the storms. And while they're there, keep on giving God praise. Keep on lifting him up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
After a while, what did the verse 4 say? That every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Low.
And shall be made straight.
Straight.
And the rough places plain. God,
word of the Lord.
Recharge. Amen. And stay restored in the Lord. So spread your wings, people of God. Spread your wings right out the storm. Hallelujah. Spread your wings of prayer. Spread your wings of faith. Spread your wings of praise. Spread your wings, amen, of fasting. Spread your wings and speak the word of God. Hallelujah. So you can run and not be weary.
Hallelujah. Thank
God. And God will raise you up. God will by your side. God will bring you out. God will see you through. God will stand on your behalf. When the enemy comes in, glory to God, like a flood, God gonna lift up a standard on your behalf. Glory to God, yes, he will.
Amen.
People of God, fly high like an eagle. Glory to God.
Amen.
On your side. Listen, there's something else for you to do. Eagles don't mix with other birds.
No. Oh, no.
Hallelujah. But they enjoy flying at their high altitude.
Altitude.
Mix with other birds. So we as people of God, we can't mix with any and everybody.
No.
We can't mix with any and everybody. Hallelujah. They may call you strange. They may call you, think you a holy roller. You think you better than me. Who you? I went to the same school you did. Amen. They make all kinds of things. But eagles, they don't mix with other birds. Hallelujah. You got to mix with your kind. Amen. You got to mix with those that's going somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somebody have a like-minded mind like you have. Glory to God. Those that want something in God. Those that want to die. Those that believe and trust. You got to mix with them. Amen. So if the eagles know not to mix,
come on now. Come on.
God. Amen. You can't mix with in and everybody and still maintain the power of God. You can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So if the eagle don't do it, we can't do it either. Amen. We protect the anointing that God has granted unto us. We must protect it. Hallelujah. So that's why. It ain't that you're trying to be nonchalant or not show love or anything like that. Yes, we show love. We love everybody. But we just can't mix with any and everybody if they're not going nowhere in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we gotta sometimes talk with people. Amen. And win them to Christ. But those who are not going anywhere like you going, you can't mix with those that's trying to bring you down. Amen. But you wanna stay high. Like God wants you to stay high. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. And worthy to be praised. Amen. And he wants us as women and men of God to stay, recharge, get up, stay, refuel, stand up, stay restored, mount up. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you can go forward in the Lord. Amen. So stay there so that God can fill your cup. And then let it open a song that says, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This bursting of my soul,
bread of heaven, feed me.
I want no more. Fill my cup, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Up.
Oh, come on, let the Lord fill your cup tonight. Fill my cup, Lord. Come on, lift it up.
I lift it up, Lord.
Come on, friend.
This thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Glory.
I want no more.
Fill it up.
Up and make me whole.
Oh God, Hallelujah. God,
I
want to bless us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, and we bless you right now, Lord, for touching your people, restoring them, God, recharging them, God, refueling them, Lord. Hallelujah. God, revitalizing them, God. Replenishing your people. Rebuilding your people. Oh, God, I thank you right now for doing it. Let your people go forth tonight. Hallelujah, God, and stay charged up, God. Do the thing you have us to do that we might stay recharged, refueled, and restored in you. Thank you, Lord. For filling our cups on tonight. God, and we thank you on tonight. And we bless his holy name. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Continue to just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we open up our mics and just give the Lord a wave offering tonight? Can we just lift up the name of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Can't see that we just speak our words tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're awesome, Lord. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Jesus, your word
is sharper than any two-edged sword tonight. Piercing our hearts, mighty God. Jesus, thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. You are worthy of all praise, of all honor and glory tonight.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Even as we're in this atmosphere, I'm just looking over everything that the woman of God would have allowed the Lord to speak through her. Strengthen. I think that was the one that reached out to me. Strengthen the things that remain. Because so many times we feel so weak, so weary, and we feel like we don't have anything left in us. And that is why our theme reached out to us, that we need to be recharged and refueled and restored. And I thought of restoration. I remembered the walls that Nehemiah was rebuilding and how the fight was against him, and how persons wanted to tear down the entire plan. But whatever God has in store, nothing can tear it down. And tonight we are going to soar as eagles. We are going to mount up. We are going to stand up. We are going to rise up. Everything, we're going up, up, up in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, before we continue, I'm just going to be asking everyone just to continue to have a prayerful spirit as I'm about to pray at this time in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, our eternal Father, as I come before your presence, Jesus, as I approach your throne tonight, mighty God, you are King of all kings, you are Lord of all lords, you are our shield, you are our refuge, you are a source of strength, mighty God. We cannot do anything without you, Jesus. We pause to look to you tonight by faith, Lord. Lord God, we just want to hail your name. We just want to crown mighty God. The songwriter says, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown you Lord of all. And so tonight, Jesus, we ask as we approach your throne for a cleansing, another refreshing, mighty God, another anointing, another purging and purifying of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, your word has gone forth, and I pray tonight, mighty God, that it will reach the heart of your people. Mighty God, I pray tonight, Jesus, that it would have been, it's piercing our hearts even now, mighty God, restoring, mighty God, recharging, mighty God, refueling us, Lord, because we know this journey can be rough, mighty God. We know this journey can be hard. Please, we want to feel like we want to and when the soil, but tonight you are reminding us that we are eagles. We're not just another bird. We are going to soar even when the storms are against us. Mighty God, you remind us tonight that yes, the storms may seem like they come to overshadow us and to tear us down, but the storms are here to give us that extra strength. And so within the storms, you're saying, tap into my power. And so tonight, mighty God, I pray that we'll continue to soar as eagles. Mighty God, the one who was weak tonight, I pray, mighty God, if they still haven't felt that power, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you'll put a fresh anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray that you will reach down, hallelujah, to the one, mighty God, who is still reaching out to you. Mighty God, I pray that they'll look to you tonight, Lord, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that you are the omnipotent God. All power lies in you. And we know you are the omniscient God. You will know our every situation. You will know our every need tonight, mighty God. It is not too late, Lord Jesus. Your servant said for a shifting in the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, tonight for the ones who are still aching within their bodies. Mighty God, I pray tonight, Jesus, for a special touch. Reach down, Lord God, and anoint them from the crowns of their heads, God, to the very soles of their feet. Mighty God, the songwriter says, Lord Jesus, Lord God, you touched us, mighty God, tonight, Lord God, we're craving for that power, Lord Jesus, to flow through our bodies, Lord God, to flow to that headache, mighty God, to flow to that cancer cell, mighty God, change the outcome of the doctor's appointment.
Yes,
in the name of
glory, hallelujah.
Let them wonder. Oh, come, Jesus, Lord Jesus, let Lord God, all the glory be to you that you are still in the healing process tonight, Jesus, to the one who is awaiting, Lord God, a word, a news, Lord God, and they want it to work in the favor, mighty God, whatever it may be tonight, a job, mighty God, a guiding word, whatever it is, whatever our needs are, I pray tonight that you will reach down, Lord Jesus, and that you will come into our our situations. Divine intervention tonight, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for, Lord God, the minds of your people that even though we heard your word, let us not just be hearers of the word, but mighty God, help us to apply these words to our lives so that when people speak down on us, let us remind ourselves with the word that we are eagles. We are not normal. We are peculiar people called forth to show forth your praises. Mighty God, you have called us, mighty God, out of darkness into your marvelous light. Mighty God, we know that a city set on a hill cannot be hid. And so tonight, Lord God, let us remember who we are, that we are more than conquerors. We're not going to stay unborn. We're not going to accept defeat. We're not going to accept the negative spirits and thoughts that comes from others around us. Mighty God, help us, Lord God, to walk in your alignment, Lord Jesus, for the will that you have for our lives tonight, Lord God. We pause tonight just to give you all the praise. Lord God, we can say it was a refreshing 3 nights of worship, of 3 nights of anointing, 3 nights of powerful word. And so tonight, we just want to give you all the praise and all the honor and the glory. Mighty God, continue to remember our families, Jesus. Continue to be with us. Continue to protect us. Lord Jesus, hide us under the shadow of your wings. Mighty God, let your angels encamp around about us,
around us.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I pray that your blood, mighty God, will be upon our doorsteps, upon our windowsills, mighty God. So when the enemy wants to come in, he cannot enter because we're covered under your blood. God, protect us from all the dangers that we can see and the ones that we cannot see. We know that he is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we are hidden under your blood. And so tonight, I pray, Lord of God, a special prayer even for our speaker as well. Mighty God, this woman of God has dedicated her life to you. I pray that you'll continue to overshadow her. Mighty God, I pray that your favor will continue to locate her wherever she goes. Mighty God, I pray a special touch on her family. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, whatever is happening in her body, even if she's not aware, mighty God, I pray that you'll fix it in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we're proclaiming victory, healing, and deliverance over her life. The enemy don't like, Lord Jesus, when we are used by you. And so tonight we know that the fights are coming. And so in the name of Jesus tonight, I pray, Lord God, for an extra refuel, mighty God, an extra recharging in her spirit in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep her that zeal, mighty God, to just be available to you, that willingness, mighty God, to serve in the name of Jesus. Have your own divine way, mighty God. And whatever I failed of asking you tonight, grant it according to your will, mighty God, according to your in glory, mighty God. Even before we end, we just want to say thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, what you're about to do, and what, Lord God, you have done. We bless everything and we seal it in the name of Jesus. And we just continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Can we shout out victory praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know we can't
hallelujah.
Sing victory small, but we have
thank
to welcome
Jesus.
It. Somebody have to
thank
be
you,
here.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For the prayers that you're praying. We yes, want to God. Welcome everything by faith tonight. So we say
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so even as we're here, I don't know if Sister Pamela is on or she left. She's here.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, sis. Yes, good night.
Yeah, she would like to share her testimony. So you can go ahead, sister.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. So that's a blessing to be a part of this portal, you know, this prayer group. For years, I've been going through some real challenges, especially in my marriage. Last year was very, very rough. I was this close, you know, for actually falling for a divorce. It was very hard, very challenging. I've been through stress, my pressure start going up and all of that, and it was very challenging. But I called, you know, the admin staff and the Sister Camille especially, and you know, she prayed for me, Sister Yulia, they prayed for me and all that, the fast. On my side, I prayed and I fast and I say, God, this is it. This is it. No more. I'm out. You know, I'm handing the documents for it and all of that. However, you know, with prayer and fasting and just a little counseling, you know, I see where God is working on my behalf. The past, say, 2 to 3 months, to God be the glory. You know, things have changed around for the better. The communication is there. I see a little respect coming in the and all of that. You know, I'm seeing a little change in it, and I continue to pray, I continue to fast. You know, I'm praying for my husband's salvation. I'm really praying for his soul, and that God will really speak to him. And, you know, we decided, both of us decided, you know, give it one last chance, you know.
Amen.
Today, I can say that for the past, I would say two months, you know, I see a little change. I see where things are improving a little. And I just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because I know that deep down marriage was ordained by God. And of course, the devil come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And with God, as I said, I told God, no more, I'm out, I'm finished, you know. Let's do it and let's get over it. But I don't know. But I just leave everything in his hands, and that God's will be done, not my will. I just ask the Lord to, you know, teach me how to. I love, yes, but to love more, to forgive more, and to stay positive in all things as much as I can, and to focus more on his word. Not that I don't focus on his word, but you know, sometimes when situation really hits you hard and you just feel like the word of God is powerless, but I know it's the enemy. I know it's the enemy, but I'm sticking to his words. I'm sticking to his promises. And I do ask, you know, that my prayer team just continues to pray for this union, pray for the family, the marriage, that, you know, it would be better in God's way. And I would like to say, in the past two months thereabout, I have seen change. I have seen change. I see where, you know, especially the communication, the respect part, you know, and all of that. I see financially part also, I see a little change. But, you know, as I say, I just hand it over to Jesus.
Yes, turn it just, over.
Let him do what he has to do. And I just want to say thank you, everyone, Sister Terry, everybody that's, you know, really prayed, you know, really prayed. And I know that others fast also, and I'm more than grateful. And being on this portal, you know, it's not, I would say it's not by accident, it's God's will. It's God's will. And I just want to give him and him alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I just want to say thank you all. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you. Thank you for everything. But most of all, I just want to thank you, Jesus, for using these people who are my family now, I would say, to be there, to have my back when I feel so weak, when I feel like I don't know what to do anymore. As I said, my pressure was going up. I have never troubled with pressure or anything like that. And to God be the glory, the fasting and the prayer, I have no more high blood pressure. To God be the glory. And I just want to say thank you, one. God is good. He's awesome. And he reminded me of Exodus 14, verse 14, where he promised me that, you know, he will fight for me.
Yes.
He will fight for me, and all I have to do is just be still.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
I choose to be still and let God do what there is to be done.
Wait on the Lord.
And I'm happy that
Jesus.
I stood still and let him do what he has to do. I'm happy that I obeyed and have him to do his work through me. I just want to say thank you, everyone, for your prayers, and just continue to pray for the family, continue to pray for me and my marriage. Because I said, handing the papers for the divorce and everything was just, I was, Lord, no more. I'm just tired, you know. Family was just tired. But to God be the glory. Great things
he has done. Amen.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for the fasting. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for just being there and for listening. Most important, for just listening. Thank you so much. Love you all. Love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you.
God,
bless you, Sister Pamela.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else would like to share a testimony if you feel led tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone that feels led?
What's the name of the Lord, everyone?
Amen.
I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. I had to share this testimony tonight. I think probably a couple weeks ago, I had testified about how I was, you know, really stressed and depressed and, you know, just struggling. And Elder Eulalie, she prayed for me that night. And I don't know, it just lifted all the burdens. And I'm so grateful for her and the Lord for keeping me, hallelujah, and giving me a peace that passes all understanding. After I testified that night, I was faced with another struggle. A friend of mine, I'm not sure if you guys heard about the accident that happened on the PJ Patterson Highway, where there were a lot of people in the pro box and four persons died. I knew all the persons who were in that pro box.
Oh, God.
My friend who, you know, she said that she wanted to go back to school, you know, to make her life better for her son. She messaged that in the morning, and in the night, you know, she died in that car accident. I'm saying, Lord, something again. And that happened the Sunday morning. And I said, you know what? I probably won't go to church this morning. But something said, you know, just go to church, same way. And I went. And the Lord gave me that peace again. I thought I wouldn't, you know, make it through the service without breaking down. But the Lord gave me a peace. She didn't know the Lord. And that was one of the things that made me so sad, even more sad than the fact that she died, is the fact that she died without the Lord. And I say that to say, if there's anyone that is on tonight, you might be saying, you know, probably tomorrow, Probably next week, probably next year, I will give my life to the Lord. You don't know what your tomorrow look like. You don't know what your next week look like. You don't know what your next year look like.
Yes,
She was
Jesus.
planning to go back to school and she was excited, you know, and she didn't get the chance to.
Hallelujah,
We don't know.
Jesus.
We just don't know when our time will be cut off. We don't know our expiry date.
Yes,
That you might be
Jesus.
waiting on the right time when you are ready, but don't take too long.
Oh
If you
God.
hear the voice of the Lord,
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
yield to him,
Jesus.
surrender to him. Don't wait too long because you don't know what will
Hallelujah.
happen next.
Mighty are Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I
Jesus,
implore you
Jesus.
tonight, if there's anyone who haven't given their lives to the Lord just yet, think about this. Think
Yes.
about it. The Lord is standing at the door and he's knocking on your
Nothing.
heart, and he has been
Yeah.
knocking for quite a while.
Jesus.
Open up unto him.
Yes.
Open unto him. Hallelujah. God bless you, everyone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless you,
And
sister.
our sister, the song softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Tonight, as our sister reminded us, if there's one online who you haven't made that step, tonight could be the night. And if you feel that pressing, just yield to the call. I remember when I started, I was about 11 years old, and I think I was sharing the same situation or testimony rather with someone the other day, that when I was about to get baptized, they had to go home for my mother for her to attend the baptism because she said, "Me too young for baptize," you know. And I did not know why at the mo in the moment I just felt a pressing. I'm at 11 years old. I can tell her that I was probably in grade 6 at the time. And most grade 6 students would probably, you know, get baptized with a group or at a crusade or a convention. It was a regular Sunday. It wasn't anything to say I baptized with a lot of other young persons. I didn't. And my mother could not understand why I wanted to be baptized at that age. But brethren, I just felt that calling. As a young child, I felt it. And it's because of that calling that many times when I'm going through the different struggles and different situations, I'm reminded in my mind, you know, like God is telling me, listen, I called you. I chose you. My siblings are not baptized. Persons literally thought that my mom was a Christian, a whole Christian, probably because of my upbringing and the way I am. But no, she isn't either. Half of my family isn't. So you would look at me and think that perhaps so. But I'm reminded each and every day that I have called you. I have chosen you. That's what God keeps saying to me. And it's that still voice that keeps me going to say that you did not choose me. That's what I keep being reminded. God chose me. And so tonight, whatever the situation is, it might be so. Some persons may say, but you know, you do it when you're little, you never experience life. The world out there is getting more and more chaotic. There's literally, it's just chaos, literal chaos. So tonight, if you feel that pricking in your heart, that pressure telling you that, you know what, I think now is the time for me to really surrender. Just surrender, and you can take it one step at a time. Just by saying, Lord, tonight I'm accepting you is your first step that will lead you to him. And he will, a songwriter says that if he watches over the lilies, every sparrow, how much more? You know, like how much more he will help us, he will be there for us tonight. And so don't let the calling pass. Just accept the calling in Jesus' name. Is there anyone else that has a testimony to share tonight?
Good evening, everyone.
Good
I don't know.
evening.
I cannot see anything. I don't know if anyone's seen me. I don't know what's going on.
I'm seeing
Okay.
you, sis.
Yes,
Tina
I'm at
Chisakedi,
work.
bless the Lord.
Hey, bless the Lord, everyone. I'm at work. I'm at work. But my background is dark. But I just hear the testimonies and I just want to share something. You know, to the young lady that was speaking about her friends that died in the PO box. You know, I remember when I was in Jamaica and I had some friends too, and we used to always go to party. I don't really share this testimony, you know, but I just feel like tonight someone need to hear, as she said, you know, it's the time is now. Don't wait. The time is now. And they used to always invite me to party, and I live far away. I used to work in Ocho and live in Geisel. I had to take, I think, three taxi or two taxis to go home. Don't quite remember. But we all used to work at a salon, and they used to, when they're going to party, invite me, right? And I never used to go because I live far. I tell them I never used to go, and I wasn't a party person, to be honest, you know. But you know, you have friends, and you're like, okay, I could go with them, but I live far. So one day now they're having Youth Week. I don't know if they call it Youth Week everywhere in Jamaica, but it's a Pentecostal church that I baptized in. They call it Youth Week. I think it's Crusade, but they call it Youth Week. And they were going, and they're planning the whole week to go, and I didn't know. And the night when they were going to this crusade, it's a full week of crusade, a week, and I heard them talking about it and getting excited about something. And I said to them, what are you guys so excited about? And they said to me that we're going to Youth Week at Bethel. I never went to that church before. Past that church every time, never go at Bethel Church. So I said, you guys couldn't invite me. And they said, because I know that you live far and you're not going to come if we invite you. So I'm like, every time you guys going to party, you invite me, even though you know I live far. But you're going to crusade and didn't invite me. I want to come too. But I think it's because of my appearance. I don't know why they didn't invite me. I used to love piercing. I have piercing all about the place in my ears. My hair was orange color, you know. What I'm called hot girl of Jamaica. I was a hot girl, you know. I'm not showing off. I'm just saying when God have a calling on your life, or you know, you cannot stop it. You know, if you hear God pricking you, just go, because it doesn't matter where you run to, like Jonah. You will end up in a whale belly and have to go and cry out. You
Jesus.
cannot run from him. And they end up saying, okay, come if you want. And I thought about it, like, who I'm going to get taxi? But something, you know, I was there jeering them. It's because you guys don't want me to come there and get in spirit. And I'm jeering them, speaking in fake spirit, you know, fake stuff, jeering them. And I went to church with them. And I'm telling you, from I went to church that day until now, I'm not the same person. I went to an altar call in that church. Nobody knew what was going to happen. You know, it could have been my death. I wouldn't know. Nobody knew what was going to happen. I just go to church with them. And I went to an altar call. And believe you, brothers and sisters, I just remember going to the altar call. And I remember coming back out of the altar call I went there with a church full of people, full. And I went. And when I opened my eyes, the church empty, one girl sitting down waiting on me with tears in her eyes. She said, I couldn't go home, leave you. She said, we wait so long. And everyone said they have to leave. And she said, the pastor said we shouldn't touch you. And the church empty, close up. She and one pastor man waiting for me to leave the church. And when I came back, I said to him, I want to get baptized right now. And he said to me, are you sure you don't want to come to Bible study or not? But I was so sure, because I went to an altar call to get prayer, and God took me out of my body. I have a out of body experience. The Holy Spirit took me out. I went into a light. That's all I remember. I went into a light and I was there waving. I didn't see anything. I didn't see no one, but I saw a great light, and my hands was up in the light, waving to and from, praising, praising. That's all I remember. When I come back in my body, I was there for hours. I remember just going to the altar. And when I came back, I was there for hours. And I said, I want to get baptized. Because right there and then, I know that something else is there. No one couldn't fool me.
I know that there is something more greater than this earth. There is something more greater than us here. And I said I want to baptize. And I knew that I know that it was God. Nobody told me. Nobody forced me. Nobody twist my arm. When God ready, God ready. Because you see, they didn't invite me. I asked them to let me come. And I was still there thinking, should I go? Am I going to get taxi? But the Holy Spirit was leading me, so go, you're going to get taxi. You know what? I got taxi to go home. It wasn't one of those nights that I sitting outside waiting and cannot get taxi. I got taxi so fast to go home. But when I go to work the next day, this was weird to me. The next day, when I went to work, everybody was quiet, acting like I just committed murder. Looking at me strange, acting funny. All the girls there, my friends. Like I just commit murder. And when I came inside, I said to one of the girl that was there, you know, she was at the what you call it, when you register there. And I said to her, what's going on? Why everybody looking at me and acting strange? So she started whispering to me and she said, they said that something happened to you last night and everybody was scared and crying. I went to heaven. I said, I leave church, I go somewhere else. I said, it's not nothing strange. I said, I met the Holy Spirit. I said, it's not nothing strange why you guys whispering and acting so weird. You know, if I left a party, if I was at a party behaving bad, they would come and be excited and say, oh, you mash up the party and this, that, that. But the Holy Spirit had took me somewhere and everybody acting like I commit a murder. And you know what? I just want to tell someone tonight, it is... You know, you cannot run from God. Just do it. You know, just do it. You know, I have a friend that always said, just do it like Nike, because Nike have a commercial that said, just do it. You know, just do it. Because guess what? Time is not waiting on anyone. Time is not waiting on anyone. You can get up, have plans. You can have plans for tomorrow, have plans for the week, have plans for next month. And guess what? Next month probably won't come for you. Tomorrow probably won't come for you. You don't know what is going to happen. It is now. The time is always now. So has the sister encouraged someone? I am here encouraging someone too. I have no desire for this world. I sit a lot of times. And you know what? Yesterday I was thinking about this. I was looking in the sky and thinking, God, you bring me somewhere before. And I want to see that place again. You know, I want to see it. So I'm going to do everything with the power that God give me here on this earth and the authority. I am going to do everything to make it there, because I know that somewhere is up there. I went just to a little place there. After that, I dreamed one night that I was at an altar and I saw Jesus Christ. When I look at his face, it was only bright light. So I know that there is something have to do with light. God is light, and I want to be in that light. And I'm not going to stop trying until one day, when the end of it all, I am going to be up there in that light with my Jesus. Be encouraged and let's do it, everyone. We can do it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do it. So I'm just encouraging someone tonight. Keep praying for me as I pray for you guys in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just opening the floor for one more person. If there's one more person tonight, you feel led tonight to share your testimony. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Good night. It's first time joining. Well, I've joined before, but I haven't stayed with you guys a couple of nights. So greetings to everyone. Friend of Chantal and church sister as well of Chantal and Radian. So I'm just sharing my testimony with you guys tonight that, you know, I'm so encouraged by the word, especially just by the sister that just spoke as well, you know, that, you know, when God is ready, you know, he does things in some ways that, you know, we can't even imagine sometimes. And I'm so grateful to God that, you know, just about literally a week and a day ago, last Friday, I was driving and I had took a turn, you know, I went to get something from someone and decided to stop at the Wendy's just to get something to eat. And, you know, when I was driving prior to reaching to the Wendy's, I felt so nervous. And normally friends and brethren, I don't normally keep my seatbelt on. It's so uncomfortable and it's a bad habit. And I know driving over here in America, it's a bad thing, you know, overall, because seatbelt is very important. That's, there's a specific reason why they put it there. Nonetheless, I felt so nervous driving, and I don't know about other drivers, but, you know, sometimes when I'm driving and I feel nervous, either I slow down or, you know, and that day I just decided to put on my seatbelt. For whatever reason, I don't know, I stopped and I put on back my seatbelt just the same. And fast forward to going over to the Wendy's, just as I was about to take the turn to head into the Wendy's, someone had stopped and given me a blight to proceed. And just as I was taking the blight to proceed, another vehicle came and hit right into the front end of my vehicle. And I'm saying, Jesus, you know, and all I could do was just look up. Like, everything happened so quickly. Like, I never had the time to see Jesus Christ. And the only thing I could have done, it was just to look up to heaven. Like, you know, I was saying, mighty God, you know, everything happened so fast. And, you know, it was literally the seatbelt that grabbed me, because after the accident, I had a scratch in my chest and a pain in my chest. And when the paramedics came, I was telling them about the discomfort in my chest. And they're like, it's okay, it's just from the seatbelt grabbing you and stuff like that. And, you know, my car, the wheel was bent, the entire front end of the passenger side of the vehicle was damaged. And, you know, I'm just saying thank you, Jesus, because, you know, if it was on my side of the vehicle, I would have probably ended up with a broken feet, broken legs or something. Or, you know, if I didn't have on my seatbelt, who knows, maybe I'd have hit in the windshield, you know, get a head concussion or something of that sort. But, you know, God is so good. And, you know, I've tried to cling to him. Like, you know, growing up as young Christians, it's very hard sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of us can attest to that, you know, the devil comes with so many things to try to distract us and so forth. And, you know, I just made it up in my mind that, you know, I really want to be with Jesus, because there's so many things that is happening in this world that, you know, it don't make no sense. For those of us who miskeep with English, because I don't know how many persons are Jamaican on here, right? So, you know, I it doesn't make any sense that, you know, growing up in church, that foundation was set for us, especially for us who was brought into the church by our parents and stuff like that. You know, it makes no sense to distance ourselves and ending up in a devil's hell, you know. So I was so grateful. And, you know, when I went home, I was just worshiping God and saying, thank you, Jesus. So, you know, God is so good. And it's first I've ever been in an accident, and I'm saying, boy, thank you, God, because, you know, who knows what else it could have been. You know, it could have been that, you know, the vehicle went up in flames. I could have died just on the spot, you know, just like the testimony that Sister Radiant just gave. So God is so good. My car was written off, so I'm just here waiting, trying to see how best I can get another vehicle. But despite it all, God is good, and I'm so thankful for his goodness and his mercies towards me. And, you know, I'm just continuing, and I'm just trying my best to make heaven my home. I'm trying to build a better relationship with God. I'm trying to read my Bible more and pray more, so that, you know, at the end of the day, I will hear, well done. So God is good, and I pray that, you know, whatever we're doing while we're on this side of life, that we'll just do it according to God's will, that we'll all meet in heaven, that we'll walk those streets of glory. Everything is so glittery and nice out here, but God promises us much more of a beautiful place, and that's where I really want to be. I want to walk on that street of gold. I don't want to be fighting for gold out here. I want to walk on those streets of gold. So, you know, thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his mercies. And I pray God bless you all, and stay true to his words tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you, sis. And I just want to ask the Lord to continue to cover all of us tonight in the name of Jesus. I can say it was good for us to be here. Amen. Can I get an amen? Can we open our mics and say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hear everybody's voice. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We hear. We hear. Hallelujah. Brother. We hear.